Good evening, baseball fans. Cody Cruchel welcoming you out to a gorgeous Tuesday night here at Bears and Eagles Riverfront Stadium in Newark, New Jersey, where tonight it's the opener of a three-game series between the New Jersey Jackals and their in-state rivals, the Newark Bears. These two teams separated by just 9 miles, Newark, New Jersey to Little Falls, New Jersey. And tonight it's a battle of two teams that have been playing very good baseball. The Jackals have won 4 straight series. They've taken 8 of their last 11 games. Meanwhile, the Newark Bears have won 6 in a row. They took 3 out of 4 against Worcester, and they just swept the Federals at home over the weekend. And it's the home stretch of the regular season. Yesterday marked the Jackals' final off day, so New Jersey will finish up the 2011 campaign with 13 games over their next 13 days. The Jackals entered today in second place in the second half standings. New Jersey trailing first place Worcester by a game and a half with 13 to play. And prior to the game today, the Jackals making a roster move to hopefully bolster their offense for the final 2 weeks of the regular season and then a hopeful playoff run. As today, New Jersey acquired outfielder Brian Sabatella from the Shreveport-Bossier Captains. That's a team in the American Association. Sabatella coming to New Jersey in exchange for a player to be named later and cash. So Brian Sabatella on board with the Jackals. And Sabatella brings a big bat and a lot of speed to New Jersey this year with Shreveport. He hit 350, 4 homers, 66 RBIs. He stole 16 bases, so Brian Sabatella not in uniform tonight. He's actually not with New Jersey yet. The Jackals do hope to have Brian Sabatella in uniform tomorrow night for the middle game of this three-game series here in Newark. To make room on the roster for Brian Sabatella, the Jackals making another roster move, placing outfielder Chris White on the disabled list. Chris placed on the DL retroactive to Sunday. Chris White was hitless in his last 14 at-bats, so Chris White goes on the DL to make room for Brian Sabatella, who's expected to be in uniform tomorrow night. Tonight's pitching matchup is a battle of two right-handers, Michael Moore on the mound against Pedro Rivera. Moore making his 5th start with the Jackals, and he's pitched very well in the Jackals' rotation. He's allowed 1 earned run or less in 3 of his first 4 starts with New Jersey. Moore comes into the game 5-0 with a 3.10 ERA. His last outing last Wednesday was at Yogi Berra Stadium when Moore fired 8 shutout innings in a 2-0 win over the New York Federals. His counterpart is New Jersey native Pedro Rivera. Rivera, a local product from northern New Jersey. He's in his 2nd season out of Kane University. He'll make his 2nd start with Newark in his 1st start last Thursday at Worcester. He went 3 innings, allowed 2 runs on 2 hits. That was in game 1 of a doubleheader. And both of those runs came after Rivera was out of the game on a pair of bases-loaded walks by reliever Kyle Morrison. I mentioned the Jackals making a roster move today, picking up Brian Sabatella from Shreveport-Bossier. Well, today the Bears made a roster move, not really a roster move, but a change in the coaching staff. Jim Leritz will be leaving the team on Thursday. Leritz having to head back home to California for personal reasons. His last game will be Thursday, the series finale, and Jim Leritz replaced on the coaching staff by former Newark Bears All-Star Ozzie Canseco. Ozzie playing under his brother Jose in the North American League earlier this season. So Ozzie Canseco joining the Bears coaching staff. Jim Leritz will be departing the Bears coaching staff later this week. The starting lineup for the Jackals is the same that we're used to seeing for the most part. Once again, it'll be center fielder Sean Smith at the top of the order. He'll hit leadoff. Batting 2nd is the shortstop, Mike DeJesus. The 2nd baseman, D'Angelo Jimenez, bats 3rd with catcher Myron Leslie in the cleanup spot. Chris Sanchez plays 1st base and bats 5th. 3rd baseman Nick Giaraputo hits 6th. The DH, Mike Jones, is in the 7-hole. Left fielder Jordan Newton is batting 8th. And right fielder Nick Santamoro rounds out the Jackals lineup, which goes Smith, DeJesus, Jimenez, Leslie, Sanchez, Giaraputo, Jones, Newton, and Santamoro for the New Jersey Jackals, who come in 20-13 in the second half. New Jersey 47-33 overall. And the Jackals away from Yogi Berra Stadium, 18 wins and 17 losses. They come into tonight's contest a game and a half behind first place Worcester. The Jackals enter the night in 2nd place in the Can-Am League second half standings. The Newark Bears, one of the top hitting teams in the Can-Am League. As a matter of fact, they are tied with 2 other squads for the league batting lead, Newark hitting .294, the same as Worcester and Brockton. Bears have hit the ball well. They haven't gotten a ton of pitching this year. And for the Bears, it all starts with former major leaguer Brandon Watson in the leadoff spot. Watson plays left field. He comes into the game batting 318. New Jersey native, Middletown, Toms River native. Patty Matera bats second and plays third base. Matera having a career year, hitting 327. The son of Bears manager Tim Raines, Tim Raines Jr., the ex-big leaguer, hits third and plays center field, batting cleanup, a familiar face to Can-Am League fans. Caleb Stewart, the former Skyhawk, he was a Can-Am League All-Star DH last year. He signed with the Newark Bears a week ago, and Stewart's hit well, two homers, seven RBIs in his first seven games in Newark. Hitting fifth in right field, the Jackal killer Danny Santi Esteban, he's their top hitter as far as batting average, home runs, and RBIs. Santi Esteban, also one of the top outfield arms in the Can-Am League in right field, he leads the circuit with nine outfield assists. Hitting sixth at first base is Burt Reynolds, the first Newark, New Jersey native to play for the Bears since they came back into existence in 98. Hitting seventh at second base, Ryan Walsh, a rookie out of Division III UMass Boston, having a good rookie season, hitting 301. Another former Skyhawk occupies the eighth spot in Tim Raines' lineup, but shortstop Chase Fontaine hitting 290 in 21 games with the Newark Bears. The ninth-place hitter for the Bears, catcher Billy Alvino, having a very good season, hitting 307. Alvino, though, really excelling here in the month of August, hitting 404 in 17 games this month. So for the Bears, it goes Watson, Matera, Raines, Stewart, Santi Esteban, Reynolds, Walsh, Fontaine, and Alvino against right-hander Michael Moore, who makes his fourth start in a Jackals uniform. Taking a look around the Can-Am League out-of-town scoreboard, tonight we have the earlier game, as there are three other games on the Can-Am League docket, all three of them starting right around 7 o'clock. The game the Jackals have their eyes on, Worcester at Pittsfield. The Jackals coming into the night trailing the Worcester Tornadoes by a game and a half for first place in the Can-Am League standings. Worcester sends Sean Gilblair to the mound at Wacona Park against Patrick Moran. The other two games, both 7:05 first pitches. Brockton at Rockland, so the long-awaited matchup between the Rocks and the Boulders. Julian Sampson against Will Hassett, and up at Stade Municipal, the Quebec Capitals host the traveling New York Federals. Jim Schultz against John Mariotti. So there's a look around the Can-Am League out-of-town scoreboard, a full slate of Can-Am League games tonight. And as we look at the standings, Worcester, I mentioned, a game and a half ahead of New Jersey. Brockton just a half a game back of the Jackals. Quebec and Pittsfield tied three games back, tied for fourth place. And then Newark, 16 and 17, they're five and a half back. Rockland and the New York Federals bringing up the rear in the Can-Am League standings. The Boulders, 14 and 18. The Federals are 4 and 30. And for the most part, the top half of the Can-Am League standings, each of those teams has 13 games left to play. Pittsfield only has 11 left to play, so the Colonials at a slight disadvantage in that one. The Colonials four back in the loss column with just 11 to play behind first place Worcester. If the season ended today, the Jackals would be in the playoffs. They would qualify as the third seed. Quebec won the first half. They're in. And right now, Worcester leading the second half standings. The Jackals would occupy that third, that first wild card spot, and then the final playoff team would be the Brockton Rocks. So New Jersey, if the season ended today, would be in the playoffs, though. The Jackals, though, have 13 games left as they try to pick up the second half crown here in the Can-Am League 2011 season. Right now, we'll step away for the singing of the national anthem. When we get back, though, first pitch game one of this three-game set between these local rivals, the Jackals and the Bears, meeting for the first time since the beginning of June. This is the first meeting between these two teams in 75 days. It'll be Michael Moore on the mound against Pedro Rivera. Two right-handers, Moore trying to improve to 6-0. Come on back to Bears and Eagles Riverfront Stadium, a gorgeous Tuesday night here in New Jersey's largest city. It's the Jackals and the Bears. Come on back to Riverfront Stadium.